to begin the second half as they trail by 58 points. They have a goose egg on their side of the board, and the kickoff is underway and retrieved by Zach Slomers at his own 2-yard line. Comes out with a burst of speed, gets beyond the 25-yard line, stiff-armed a defender, rolls his way out to the 35-yard line where he's officially brought down. Another nice return by the junior Slomers, and will be a first down and 10 for the Golden Tornado.
Yeah, that's good to see. You know, that's two good returns that he's had here so far. You know, when the ball's been kicked home, he's gotten up the field, gotten the Tornado in some pretty decent field position.
And so the Golden Tornado will come out in decent field position, and it looks like it's Brian Presco who will be the quarterback on this possession. And it will be an eye formation look from the Golden Tornado. J.R. Harold playing the fullback, Kyler Callahan at running back, two wide receivers set. Four-man front for the Highlanders. Snap, handoff to Callahan, bounces it to the outside. Met by a number of Baldwin defenders. He tries to get back to the line, but he will be just shy as he's brought down for a loss of one, bringing up a second down and 11.
Yeah, I can definitely appreciate looking for the cutback there, but when you're in a situation you're down 58-0, you have to get upfield. You have to do everything you can to push upfield. Everybody has to be a realist out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that I'm never going to outrun a defensive back. And as a running back, when you have multiple men closing in on you, you know you just got to get upfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not a Barry Sanders. If you are, I'd love to have you here. But in reality, Butler players have got to get up the field. You can't
mm-hmm.
dance around in the backfield.
And we have a Golden Tornado down on the field right now. Looks like he's just working through some cramping issues, as I saw one of his teammates trying to stretch out that leg. The trainer now on the field trying to help out as well. So both teams retreat to the sideline to get things discussed. And that Golden Tornado is Sam Enslin. Sam Enslin, he's the big guy in there. He's a senior, and he's now pretty much jogging that off. So you expect that he'll be back here rather soon.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So the Golden Tornado looking at a second down and 11. It's more like 10.5 as the nose of the football is nearly touching the white of the 35-yard line. That's where the Golden Tornado did set up shop. And as we had mentioned, we are in the mercy rule, so the clock will be running as we roll through the second half. High formation again for the Golden Tornado. Presco under center. Goes on the hard count. Nearly got Baldwin to jump. They were able to hold the line and hand off to J.R. Harold. The big man puts his head down. Motors through. Picks up a gain of almost 10 yards. And it will leave them with a third down and short. Nice run by the senior fullback.
Well, I love watching that he's running with his eyes open, because he could see what the defensive front gave. A four-man front, they shifted down on the nose to guard the tackle of the left-hand side, which created a natural gap in the line, because then you only had a defensive end to the right. Boom, he hit that gap, picks up 7 yards, 8 yards.
Short yardage situation now for the Golden Tornado. They return back to the I formation. Presco, handoff. Middle is Callahan. Scoots by the first down marker, remains on his feet, picks up some more yards on the other side of the 50-yard line. So that'll move the chains for the Golden Tornado and a first down and 10.
And that's the right thing to do. He got upfield first. He knew he had to get 1 yard for a first down. And he established that. As soon as he got that 1 or 2 yards, then he started looking which way he wanted to cut in, cut out, and he picked up some extra yards that way. But get the first down first.
We're going to give him a gain of 7 on that, bringing up a first and 10 at the Baldwin 48-yard line. Back to the I formation yet again, and they will go back to Callahan. Stutter step in the backfield. He kicks it out to the left, now moves upfield, makes the defender miss, gets on the other side of the 40 before being brought down just shy of the first down marker, leaving the Golden Tornado with a second down and short.
Another nice run there. You know, granted, we are playing against some of their second-teamers on the front. They got a couple of their linebackers in there, but...
Still positive yard is positive yard.
Exactly. You got to look at it this way, and we're doing what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's our starting offensive front there, we should be, you know, moving the ball like this on their second team.
Back to the I formation again for the Golden Tornado. Nice push by the offensive line. Handoff fullback Harold up the middle. He's able to get beyond the first down marker. Is brought down at the 35-yard line. And the Golden Tornado. Actually, check that. I'll make that Darren Skidmore on the carry. So Skidmore is able to pick up the first down.
That's good. Good positive yards.
We'll call it about a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards on the fifth play of the drive. It'll be the sixth play of the drive, and a fresh 10 yards for the Golden Tornado with the ball at the Baldwin 35. It'll be handoff. Right side, Callahan bounces out. Got room to run. Trying to get back to the 30-yard line. Puts his head upfield and is able to get beyond the 30 and inside of the 29 for a pickup of 6, bringing up a second down and 4.
Very nice. Got a late stiff arm coming in there. It's what he needed to do. Was able to establish enough space that he could pick up another 3 yards. But he's moving up the field. Although he's running,
he bounces it to the outside, yeah, right out of the gate. But I think, as you had mentioned earlier, that awareness, okay, I got to make it up there. Yeah. I got to get north-south at some point. And so back to the I formation, split wide receiver set, tight end is to the left of the tackle. They'll hand it up the middle, trying to get which fullback we've got this time. But either way, they're going to pick up the first down, and it looks like it is J.R. Harold.
Did a nice job getting another first down. That's it. You just got to keep marching.
So John Ryan Harold picking up a gain of 4, maybe 5, and they'll take it out to the 24-yard line as Butler just rolling the ball down the field. Man in motion is Slomers. Hand off left side. They give it to Callahan. Callahan bursting through the first wave of defenders, working his way into the secondary before he's brought down at the 16-yard line for a gain of 9. And the Golden Tornado left with another second down and short.
I said, that's a nice job finding where his natural seams are, what the defense is doing, where the flow is going, and just reading it and making it work for him.
Again, the score 58-0, Baldwin on top of the Golden Tornado, driving a drive that started at their own 35-yard line. I formation, handoff middle. This is Darren Skidmore this time, who drags a few Baldwin defenders along with him as he breaks through the first down marker and inside of the 10-yard line. And so the Golden Tornado will be looking at a first and goal for the first time tonight.
That's a good place to be. Again, this is all about little mental victories here now.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep executing.
So gain of 5 for Skidmore, bringing up a first and goal to go. The ball just on the other side of the 10-yard line, so they'll have to get the full 10 to pick up the touchdown. Man in motion is Zach Slomers. He rolls left to right. Handed off to Callahan. Callahan trying to get past some defenders, but Baldwin able to get a good read on the play. Callahan does get back to the line and, in fact, picks up a yard, and so it will be second down and goal at the 9.
Yeah, they're definitely keying in on Kyler there.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that they had a dedicated man to screen him there, and he had about 2 guys trailing, so it didn't give him much room for any type of cutback.
Little play action rollout here?
Oh, I think it would be a great idea.
You got the lefty Presco in, so you could roll to the far side of the field as the ball remains on the right hash marker.
Little naked bootleg.
They'll go back to the I formation set. Presco goes under center, split wide receiver look. Butler will hand it off up the middle. It's Callahan bouncing off a few defenders, but doesn't have enough room to run. He'll pick up another gain of 1, and it's third down for the Golden Tornado. That's the 11th play of the drive for Butler, but they are trying to find pay dirt for the first time tonight as they're inside the 6-minute marker.
And you got to get something going here. You got to get some kind
you
gotta of
get points.
You got to
get points.
Yep. Yeah.
So third down and goal, ball sitting at the 8-yard line. So they say Callahan just got back to the original line of scrimmage. And I'd venture to say this is 2-down territory as well.
I would definitely go for it.
Back to the I formation, the Golden Tornado go. It's gotten them this far. They're trying to find the purple. Play action, it's Presco rolling out to his left. He's met by Baldwin defenders trying to evade them, but he gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe some more after that, and he does indeed get down to the 6, but not enough, and it looks like the Golden Tornado are going to roll out the special teams unit here to try to pick up 3.
Hmm. Yeah, with Presco, he looked a little indecisive there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he would have just tucked it and ran from the get-go, I believe he would have been in the end zone, or at least on the doorstep.
So it'll be Emery Douthat on to attempt the field goal. This is a look from 28 yards, and the snap is low. Douthat now picks it up. He tries to throw it, and they find a lineman, but we're going to get an illegal touch as they got it into the end zone. And I think it was Dennis Goodwine was the one that came down with it, the utility yeah. man for the Golden Tornado. But unfortunately, he is not an eligible receiver. And so, I believe it. Does that result in a loss of down?
Oh, boy.
Well, they're going to replay fourth down. So the illegal touch for the Golden Tornado actually works to their benefit in some regard.
Right. It looked like Baldwin was saying, we want to decline it. We want to decline the penalty.
Is it a declinable penalty?
Now they're going to correct it.
It is a loss of downs. Because this didn't seem like a normal outcome.
No.
You know?
It was entertaining.
I thought it was amusing. But unfortunately for the Golden Tornado, I mean, you start the drive at your own 35. A 12-play drive, 13 if you count the kick there. Mm-hmm. You're averaging, I would venture to say, over 5 yards per carry on the drive. You had some nice runs. You get right in near the end zone, mm-hmm. and you just can't find it.
No. You know, and honestly, I would keep most of my starters in. And still, they need reps.
Yeah, I agree.
They need game reps. Don't sit them. You know, and some people say, oh, my kid needs to play. Well, you know what? You need to let the starters play for mm-hmm. a while.
New signal caller in for Baldwin. We'll call the number 13, Nick Petrelli. Petrelli going to the air, looking to the left side of the field, and he overthrows his intended target. And so that will bring up a second down and 10. Petrelli, a freshman, and had a little bit of the quick feet there. I don't know if you noticed that before the snap. He actually was moving backwards before the ball got to him.
Oh, yeah. It's the big night for him here. And
actually, we're going to make that Colton Brain, the zero, look like a three. Brain isn't the most tallest figure on the field, so I thought a three was curled around there. No, it's a goose egg on the other side of that one. So number 10, Colton Brain, into the game for Baldwin. The sophomore.
Still has happy feet, though.
Yes. Gets a snap this time, hands it off to his left. The ball carrier is Luke Lawford. Luke Lawford will be wrapped in the backfield, actually for a loss of 7 yards. The Golden Tornado pursuing well, and that'll take it back to the 5-yard line of the Highlanders.
Like I said, keep those starters in there. I would keep them in there till probably late fourth quarter.
And you're right. I mean, you're looking at a number of players on this field from the offensive side of the ball. I mean, Presco, whether it was Presco or Rearick, those two quarterbacks who weren't on the field last year.
Right.
Chris Mertz, Kyler Callahan, J.R. Harold, three running backs who weren't on the field last year. This is a matter of experience.
Right. You got to give them the reps.
So that'll bring up a third down and 16. Shotgun formation for Baldwin. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. The Highlanders lead 58-0. Brain to pass, finds his man, gets back to the original line of scrimmage before the receiver is brought down hard. That's nice fundamental tackling by the Golden Tornado.
Yeah, Callahan did a nice job coming up from the safety position there because he was breaking two tackles. You know, he ran through two guys there, and it looked like he was getting ready to go, but Callahan did a nice job getting up there, identifying where the ball was, and sticking him right in the numbers.
5-yard completion, but as it was a third down and 16, brings up a fourth down and 11, so Jackson Brandwine will be on to punt. For Baldwin, the snap a bit high. Brandwine is able to pull it down. He lets one go. This one rolls over top. Kyler Callahan catches it on one bounce. Looks to try the right sideline, and he is tripped up inside his own, or Baldwin's rather, 40-yard line, so it will be a first down and 10. And Jackson Brandwine, if you remember, Craig, coming out of the gate, it was his sister, Emma Brandwine, who was doing the kicking duties. That's because Jackson Brandwine was at a soccer match.
Wow.
And so he suits up and heads out onto the field, in which he buries a 27-yard field goal. You want to talk about a utility player there.
Jeez.
And a family of kickers,
yeah,
nonetheless.
Yeah, keeping it all in the family there. Family business.
So the Golden Tornado get the ball back with 1:54 to go at the Highlanders' 39-yard line.
Good short field to work with here.
And the Golden Tornado were able to move the ball in the last possession. They moved it, in fact, nearly into the end zone, but weren't able to find Pater. This is Chris Mertz, who runs with a bit of an explosion through the line as he gets to the 30-yard line. Not enough to pick up the first down, but enough to leave them with a second down and short.
Again, good positive yards, good surge that time. Clock still running, you know, so you got to keep it moving out here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them go into more of a hurry-up offense.
Yeah, just to give it a test, you know,
right.
Because you are working with a running clock, and, you know, there could be a situation that arises some point in the season where you do need to run with some awareness.
Right.
But I have formation set again. We've seen the same set for arguably the last 15 plays from the Golden Tornado. Presco hands it off to Mertz. Mertz continues to keep the legs moving, and he may have picked up enough for the first down.
It'll be close. They may have to bring the chains out for this one.
I'd imagine the refs are just going to eyeball this one. And they're going to say he is short? Yeah. That can't be by much, Craig.
No, it's very close.
So no gain on the play by Mertz, bringing up a third down and one. The clock inside 30 seconds. Again, the Golden Tornado trailing 58-0. Presco under center. Handoff up the middle. It's Harold. He easily picks up the first down, continues to move the ball as they get into the red zone. He'll be brought down at the 19-yard line, where it'll be a Golden Tornado first down.
That was a nice run that time. Harold did a nice job running with that downhill-type motion there, lower shoulders, keeping the legs turning. That's what you got to do to get those yards.
And so the clock will hit zero as the Golden Tornado have possessed the ball for nearly the entire third quarter, except three plays by the Highlanders. So we'll return with fourth quarter action, and the Golden Tornado will have the ball in the red zone. It is 58-0. The Highlanders in front. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning, and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Hey, Ken Frenchak here from the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Seems like summer has rushed through, and now it's time to enjoy football on the weekends. Remember, it's also time to make sure your car is ready for the fall. Stop in for an oil change this week. We give you more than just an oil change. We'll check out all your fluids, make sure your lights and wiper blades are in good shape. We're the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash, locally owned, nationally known. We'll get you in and out and on your way.
Make it Agway all the time.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need. From spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the Farm Showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
It's a first down and 10 for the Golden Tornado as we begin the fourth quarter. High formation the set. It'll be a handoff up the middle. Kyler Callahan, the ball carrier. Actually, check that. We've got a new Golden Tornado in. I believe it is Byron Manchester, who bounces it to the outside and into the end zone for a Golden Tornado touchdown.
And that's great to see. Byron, you know, a younger guy coming in there, getting the opportunity. He's running behind the first team offensive line there. He's only a sophomore, but boy, what a great job getting to the outside there. He just kept his eyes open. He saw where everything was developing in front of him, and he exploited it. He bounced it to the outside and kicked it into a second gear, third gear, fifth gear immediately.
A 20-yard touchdown run by Manchester. Great field vision by the sophomore. And so the Golden Tornado will send on the extra point unit, and it will be Emery Douthat. The last time the Golden Tornado tried a field goal on the other end, a botched snap rendered it into an illegal touching. This time the snap is good. Douthat's kick is up, and it is good. And so the Golden Tornado putting 7 points on the board, and it's 58-7 with 11:43 to go. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Butler football fourth quarter action right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Zabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. TriRivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
The Golden Tornado find pay dirt for the first time tonight as it is 58-7. The Highlanders in front. The Golden Tornado controlling the time of possession as well for nearly the entire third quarter and, well, all the fourth quarter so far. And they are now set to kick. It'll be Emery Douthat as he boots it deep. And it will be the Baldwin Highlanders muffing the kick. And they'll have to scoop it up the one-yard line. The Golden Tornado give chase, but the Baldwin Highlanders make the man miss. Running with the ball now is Cam Allen. Cam Allen bouncing it out to the left. He makes a pass to the 30, 35-40, and will be wrapped up by Golden Tornado defenders at the 42-yard line. One of those weird plays where the first wave of defenders missed. Cam Allen saw some daylight, and he was off to the races.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch because, as you said, he's trying to field the ball. It goes right through his hands, and he fields it at the half-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a man right in front of him. And then he runs through him, the next guy, the third guy, fourth guy. And if I was in the stands, I'd be yelling, come on! But up here, you got to kind of keep it controlled and watch what's happening and just kind of hold your breath and pray. And thankfully, actually, number 52, big number 52, Dennis Goodwine got in front of him there. And
he's shown some really nice displays of athleticism tonight.
For as big as he is, I got to give him props.
So it'll be Colton Brain now out for his second series as Baldwin decides to go to the I formation. Receivers to the right. It'll be handoff up the middle. Running with the ball is Pettit. Actually make that Lawford. Lawford will be brought down after a gain of 3 at the 45-yard line.
Definitely sporting a lot of second-teamers in there now. We're keeping a couple on the defensive front from the original starting four, but overall you're seeing a lot of new, fresh bodies in there.
So second down and 7 for the Highlanders. The ball at the 45-yard line. Sharp jerseys from Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Being a Meridian guy, Craig, I'm always a big fan of the purple and white.
Oh, the Purple Raiders.
Brain under center. I formation, same set. He'll go play action. Brain rolls to his right. Looking, will heave downfield where he has a wide open receiver who can't corral it. Chris Lucas was the intended target, and there wasn't a Golden Tornado around to stop him.
No. He definitely disrespected the name there, letting him bounce right out of his hands. Even at Christmas.
Now, weren't you on the offensive line?
Oh, but I could have caught that.
And so that'll bring up a third down and 7 at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You're running that open like that, and you know there's a lot of pay dirt in front of you.
And I think that's why you kind of get, that's the old, no one's in front of me, I've got all this room to run, and doink, right off the hands. But a nice toss by Brain.
It was definitely a nice throw in the run.
Same set, I formation, look, Colton Brain under center. It'll be a four-man front from the Golden Tornado. They send the outside linebacker. It'll be a handoff to Lawford. Lawford will be wrapped up in the backfield. Golden Tornadoes, Anthony Scardinia to wrap him up for a loss of nearly 5, if not 6 yards as they take him on the other side, right out the 40-yard line. So fourth down for Baldwin.
Scardinia did a very nice job reading the flow of the ball that time. You know, coming off the line, keeping his feet going, keeping his hands moving, keeping the offensive man off of him. Saw where the flow was going, got to it, stuffed him in the backfield. That's the way you play a defensive front.
So a loss of 5 officially on the play, and Baldwin will send out the punt team. And the Golden Tornado will go with their return unit as well, which includes Kyler Callahan and Zach Slomers. Callahan is the deep man. Jackson Brandwine will be doing the punting duties. to 7, Baldwin in front, 8:25 to go in the fourth. Last minute calls from the sideline as they are waiting for the play clock to roll. It sits at 15 seconds right now, and I imagine they will snap it with about 3, if not less. And that's actually going to be a false start as the man on the edge there for the Highlanders got a little happy feet as well. which will not stop the clock. And the play clock will then reset to 25 yards, but they still have to march it back 5 yards. So it will now move to the 35-yard line.
Actually works in their favor.
Yeah, it really does to burn some clock. So the play clock now at 18 seconds, the game clock at 7:35. And they will be waiting until the play clock continues to trickle down. Now sitting at 7 seconds, and that's when they snap it. A little bit of a high snap is pulled down by Brandwine, who gets out a beautiful kick. It bounces at the 30, continues to roll, now rolls back to the Baldwin offensive line of scrimmage, or in that direction, I should say, before it is touched down by Justin Schmidt. And so the Golden Tornado will take over with 7:16 to go in this ball game, and they trail by 51 points, 58-7. But two nice possessions we've seen the Golden Tornado have back-to-back. And granted, Craig, like you said, you know, this may be a few of the second-team unit, if not the entire second-team unit from Baldwin, but this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to move the ball down the field and score points.
Absolutely. You know, and we had Manchester scoring that touchdown last time. You know,
yeah.
I would love to see him really feed them a steady dive here, see what he can do. You know, see if that, you know, was what his forte was, getting into the end zone, or can he work on sustaining a long drive here?
Well, they'll go with Callahan in the backfield this time. Presco still under center, the I formation look from the Golden Tornado. It'll be a handoff to Callahan. He's got room to run on the left. He gets past the 30-yard line, cuts back upfield, makes a defender miss, and is brought down just shy of the 35-yard line at the 34. We'll pick up a gain of 7 and bring up a second down and 3.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have him in there right now, risking injury, because he is valuable in your defense. You know,
and, and you just saw a really nice tackle he had two possessions ago. I mean, great form. Great hit.
Right, exactly. So you want to kind of keep him out of there. There's enough young bodies in there and left young legs where now's the time to kind of cycle those guys in too.
6:15 to go, 2nd and 3 for the Golden Tornado. Presco under center, again back to the I formation. Baldwin stacks a box. Handoff up the middle. This has the appearance of Manchester. He picks up the first down. And we'll get a nice little gain out of it. Not 10 yards, but just about. We'll call it 9. And it'll be a first down for the Golden Tornado.
And that's what I want to see, because if you look at him right there, he's hitting a high gear very quickly. He gets the ball, and he's off and running. He's running up the field. You know, he's getting through the line of scrimmage, past his offensive lineman, then he's making his moves. That's the type of running we need.
So first down and 10, ball at the 44. And off again. This is Manchester running it to the right. And is brought down on the other side of the 50, but he dragged the defender along with him for at least a yard or two before finally being brought down. A nice pickup of, well, let's call it 7.
Yeah, another 7 yards. Hey, if he's going to average 7 yards a carry, I'll take that.
Absolutely. Manchester responsible for the lone touchdown of the day for the Golden Tornado. A 20-yard burst on the last possession. The Golden Tornado will look to punch it in. New quarterback in for the Golden Tornado. This is sophomore Keith Young. Young under center. Manchester in the backfield. Hand off, though, to the fullback this time. Fullback makes a guy miss. On the carry is number 39, Colton Haid.
Hey, nice job stretching out there. You know, he had that ground awareness, though, of where the sticks were. And even though he was going down, he reached out there, and they gave him a crappy spot. But, you know, he really work to get that first down, so good for him.
We may make that Andrew Klein. Can't tell if that was 29 or 39. Either way, it brings up a third down. It was 29, so let's go with Andrew Klein on that carry. And again, as I always remind listeners at home, the stats are always unofficial from the WBUT press box. It'll be a third down and 1. The ball at the 46-yard line. Actually, about 47 and a half. They need to get to the 46. Handoff up the middle. It's Klein, and Klein moves forward and picks up the first down as he's brought down on the other side of the 45.
Great effort. That's what you love to see. Good first down. Obviously, as we said, the clock.
Clock continues to move, and this could bring into what you said earlier. Okay, you're working with 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Have a little bit of awareness. Okay, let's make sure we find the end zone. Let's run with some efficiency. Let's be quick.
Put something together there. You got to go with momentum. It's like being a golfer like I am, but you get that one good shot and it makes you want to play again.
Yeah.
You know? So you need that shot. That's what we're going for.
The Golden Tornado are looking for that 300-yard drive. They're going to off by handing it off to the left into the hands of Justin Cabe. Cabe will be brought down after a gain of one, bringing up a second down and nine with the ball at the 44.
So it's good to see Cabe getting a chance to touch the ball there.
Cabe, the sophomore, and we're seeing a rotating cast of members in the backfield continue to make appearances. Back to the I formation set, dotted by Manchester. Keith Young, the quarterback, will hand it off to Manchester. Bounces it to the outside, makes the defender miss. A little bit of a hurdle action over top of a Highlander and gets past the first down marker. Closing in on the 30-yard line where he'll pick up the first down.
Nice run. Like I said, you know, I'd love to see what his average is. I mean, he's got to be averaging probably 8 yards
a carry.
Well,
if you combine, you throw in that 20-yard run that he had there and in just a pickup of about nine yards. I'll give him nine. What the heck? You're probably right. I mean, he's got to be 7-plus at least per carry.
Yeah. I'd like to see him run behind the first team against the opposing team's first team. Let's see what he could do there.
Now inside 3 minutes. Again, the Golden Tornado trailing 58-7 if you're just joining us. Keith Young handing it up the middle and a nice burst of speed as the Golden Tornado continue to move down the field. And that is number 29, number 24, Stephen Green.
Nice.
And so gain of 8 by the Golden Tornado. And the clock now to 2:30.
I'd just love to see them be able to punch something in again here.
Back to the I formation look. Manchester and Green in the backfield for the Golden Tornado split wide receivers. Young under center. Hand off to Green. Green spin move on the inside. Makes a man miss. Finds a little bit of Green. Splits a defender inside the 10 and is brought down just inside the 5-yard line. Stephen Green with a nice little burst of energy.
And what a nice job by the quarterback getting that pitch into Green to start with there. Mm-hmm. Because Manchester was coming in, looking like he was taking the ball. He faked the take and brought actually a couple defenders to him. That gave Green the opportunity to cut back and get upfield.
Now the Golden Tornado have it at the 5-yard line. A first down and goal with 1:50 to go. Back to the I formation look. Green and Manchester in the backfield. Split wide receivers. Young under center. Baldwin stacks the box. Looking to explode through the line. Hand off to the outside. It's Manchester. Manchester into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. And the Golden Tornado with another 6 points.
Hey, he's smooth. You know?
That's a great word for it. It's smooth running. It's a style that he's identifying spots where to run, explodes through the hole, and I like low to the ground.
Exactly.
Smooth athleticism, making the move.
Exactly. So we're making a call next week. He's going to be running with the first team some.
You're putting him in the lineup?
I would. I mean, I definitely would. If I was a coach, I would say, you know what, that kid showed me something here tonight. He's averaging 8 yards a carry, got 2 touchdowns. You know what, maybe I'm going to give him a shot because obviously nobody's really stepped up to solidify themselves as starting back right now.
The Golden Tornado. I was looking down. Was it a fake field goal? And so either way, they rolled a guy out to the left and it was actually intercepted. So we'll ignore that point because I like the positive point we ended on there.
Yes.
Because Manchester was running well.
Exactly. So now we've got to go for the onside kick.
58-13 is the score. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with more Butler football on WBUT and the Triple F High School Sports Network.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter. There's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Well, if you want to look at the positives, Craig, the Golden Tornado have outscored Baldwin 13-0 in the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately for the Golden Tornado, they were outscored 58-0 in the first half.
It was a heck of a hole.
It was a bit of a hole to climb out of, and they have done a nice job of at least staying with it.
Right.
You know, this is an easy game, as you mentioned, to get your head down, especially when you come out of the locker room. You know, you see another 24 minutes on that clock. How are we going to keep playing? Well, they've done a nice job of that so far.
Yeah.
And a nice kickoff here by Emery Douthan, and the return on for the Highlanders. The Highlanders get it out to the 30-yard line, and the returner is met by a defender who put a nice little wrap on the returner. And so Baldwin will get the ball back with 1:28. And we could see if maybe they want to get some reps in for the second team here, but there's also an expectation the Highlanders could just fall on the football and grind this clock to zero.
Exactly. But, like I said, you're leaving here hurt, but positive.
Yes.
Now you have some good positive things that have happened. You're going to look at the total yards and so forth. We got a shot. We always got a shot.
There's a reason they have to play the games. And, the opening kickoff return for the Highlanders, I just think after you come back from a tough loss like you had last week against North Hills, where the game just fell apart early, and you have the same thing happen again, I'm sure that had to play into the minds of the Golden Tornado.
Oh, without a doubt.
As, indeed, Baldwin does fall on the football.
Call timeout. Hey, we got three of them. You can't take them with you.
Well, last week after the regionally televised game, we're getting out here in a remarkably early fashion compared to last week.
And considering we have, a 3.5-hour ride home, that's not so bad.
We're hoping traffic has died down a bit on 279 for the trip home.
Oh, as long as we have to sit in those Liberty tubes again like we did coming down here, we'll be all right.
Luckily, Craig and I can stand each other, so that hour and a half home will not seem like a total waste of time.
Exactly.
I actually don't want to say waste of time, Craig, because I always enjoy your company.
Oh, yeah, we got enough good things to talk about.
Baldwin will fall on the football here, and not sure if that's going to do it. Looks like the play clock held on to that a little bit longer, so indeed, that will be it. The clocks haven't officially hit zero, but both teams return to their sidelines, hit the middle of the 50-yard line, and will proceed to shake hands as the Golden Tornado fall to 0-2, and a 58-13 loss to Baldwin tonight. We'll be back to recap that for you next. You're listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Quirks Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your home, your office, or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They can even supply you with the Keurig or the new Sun Cannon units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
Hi, this is Mike Lang. I've seen a lot of winning teams on and off the ice, and for that fine jewelry purchase in Butler, the sure winner is Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Specializing in quality jewelry, custom designs, and diamond remounting, you can always trust Steve. No silly sales or gimmicks, just real value every day. Ask your friends and neighbors who their jeweler is. Bet they say Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Easy to find in the heart of Main Street in downtown Butler. Why settle for less? Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. More than just a jewelry store.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Hi, I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Final score from Baldwin. The Highlanders take down the Golden Tornado 58-13. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We'll tell you how it happened. It all started on the opening kickoff in which Jaron Kelly returned a 97-yard kickoff return all the way into the end zone, and the Highlanders got out to an early 6-0 lead. Golden Tornado gave it right back, and it was a 55-yard run by Angelo Priori. And the Baldwin Highlanders were up 13-0 as soon as you blinked your eye. A Golden Tornado interception was returned into the end zone by Tyler Gerchek to make it 20-0 with the extra point good. And Baldwin soon followed that up with a 40-yard touchdown pass from Mason Stahl to Jaron Kelly to make it 27-0. And then at the end of the first quarter, it was a 47-yard touchdown run by Priori to make it 34-0. Baldwin carried that into the second quarter after Mason Stahl found Nasir Penn on a 73-yard touchdown pass to make it 41-0. Another interception returned by Jaron Kelly, about 40 yards on the return, made it 48-0. A 27-yard field goal by the recent soccer player turned football player as he came from a soccer game to and hooked up or put on the pads was Jackson Branwein. He hit a 27-yard to make it 51-0. A 36-yard interception return by C.J. Robbins made it 58-0, and that was in the first half. In the second half for the Golden Tornado, they controlled time of possession and held the Baldwin Highlanders to just two possessions, and the Golden Tornado were able to find pay dirt. It was a 20-yard touchdown run by Byron Manchester, and the extra point was good to make it 58-7. And then just to cap things off, it was another 5-yard touchdown run by Manchester to make it a 58-13 ball game. The extra point was either an attempted two-point conversion or a botch snap, but we were so focused on the positives, Craig, coming out of that touchdown that we kind of got too excited and we missed exactly what happened, and that's why we have our 58-13 final score.
Well, I hope they were going for two.
Me too.
You know what? You got to practice it, right? You might have to go for it sometime late in the game, so maybe they were just practicing.
Final totals on the ground. The Golden Tornado rushed it 56 times for a total of 233 yards on the ground, which we really saw come to fruition there in the final two possessions. And then for Baldwin, they had 10 rushes for 81 yards. Both teams attempted to throw the ball 10 times. The Golden Tornado with 32 yards. Unfortunately for the Golden Tornado, three of those attempts resulted in interceptions that were returned for touchdowns. The Highlanders were able to toss it 10 times for 154 yards. Really did like what we saw from Mason Stahl, the quarterback for Baldwin. Nice accuracy, good pocket presence, and strong throws.
Absolutely. Right on the money.
Same thing with Angelo Priori. This is a good Baldwin team. And this is back-to-back games for the Golden Tornado that are very tough tests. Even though they're 5A teams, North Hills and Baldwin's traditionally have been 6A or quad A teams, if you will. So these are solid programs. Baldwin obviously back on the right track under second-year head coach Lauren Cooley, as they have put a few things together to double their win total from last year. And so they are now moving into conference play to take on Upper St. Clair. That game will be here at Baldwin Stadium. Meanwhile, the Golden Tornado will return to, or actually I shouldn't say return, because this will be the first appearance at Art Bernardi Stadium this year to take on Mount Lebanon. Thoughts on the game tonight, Craig?
Well, I like the way that they
I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts on the game tonight.
We'll discuss them more on the way home. But what I'm going to say on the air is that, you know, we didn't take a lot of stupid penalties tonight. So I thought I thought that was good. You know, we had just very few penalties. You know, so that's better mental focus. They're coming into their own now a little bit more. We saw some things instinctively that were a little bit better, very rough in the beginning. But as the game went on and they got more field experience, they started to bring it together a little bit better. Obviously, Byron Manchester, you know, proved himself tonight. I think he's, you know, working towards getting himself a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he deserves a shot. You know, showing what he showed here, until he can prove someone different, I think he gets a shot.
Yeah, and I think we saw a nice little incorporation of that backfield. I thought we saw some nice runs by Kyler Callahan at times. Mm-hmm. And I also liked what I saw from the wide receiver position in Danny Hunter.
Absolutely. That's a big point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had mentioned to somebody else earlier in the week, the last person I saw catching balls here for Butler was Jared Osterling.
And that's a throwback.
That's like 8 years ago. But that kid caught everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kid had probably the best hands that I've ever seen coming through here. But I would love to see somebody be the heir apparent to that.
Yeah.
I would love to see somebody come in here and start doing that, because we need that. We need to open things up here.
Mm-hmm.
Because with a big offensive line, it really lends itself to a pass blocking
scheme. You got time, yeah.
Exactly. So we just got to get that offensive line off the ball a little bit more, and we'll be better off.
So we'll see what's cooking for the Golden Tornado as they return to make their first appearance in conference action. It's a 6A schedule that awaits the Golden Tornado. And, of course, you can hear that right here on WBU next week. Ron Wilson will make his grand return to the booth, and I will be watching from the stands as see what the Golden Tornado have to offer against Mount Lebanon. We will have the Trib Live High School Sports postgame show coming up for you next. Just a programming note on our sister station tomorrow. Slippery Rock University makes their 2018 debut. We'll have the pregame coverage begin with the Coach Sean Lutz show at 12:30. Again, that's 97.7 FM. And then myself and Bob Kupp will be at Mahalik Thompson Stadium with kickoff at 1. Well, Craig, we'll enjoy the ride back home, but enjoy the broadcast tonight.
Oh, Tyler. Always a great time here. Thanks so much for filling in for Ron tonight.
Oh, it was my pleasure. So anyways, we thank Anthony Wilson back at the studio for keeping us on the air, and we thank you, the listener, for joining in. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Don Rebel awaits you. Final score, 58-13. The Baldwin Highlanders take down the Golden Tornado, and you've been listening to Butler Football on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Tonight's action of Butler High School Golden Tornado football presented live on WBUT 1050 AM and online at WBUT.com, in part by Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, by Honda North, Butler Agway, Next Tier Bank, Valvoline Express Care of Grove City, your local McDonald's restaurants, the law firm of Conlon Tarker, Butler Ambulance Service, the United States Air Force, Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, Slippery Rock University, and the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. Listen again next week as we bring you live coverage of Butler Golden Tornado football with Ron Willison and Dr. Craig Lucas. Now, stay tuned here on WBUT. Upcoming, it's the WPIAL Scoreboard Show, presented by the Trib Live High School Sports Network. This has been a live sports presentation of WBUT Sports.